It kicked off because a few of us were sitting down late one night in Parliament House trying to figure out how we can raise the reputation of politicians. And we thought most people think politicians are self-serving and a bit remote and isolated from everyday concerns. And we thought a long distance bike ride, raising money for charity, staying in local caravan parks and pubs would be a good way to let the world know that if we fall off our bike, we bleed just like normal people. If we go to the pub and buy a beer, we're just like normal people. And that's how it started. It started as a way of trying to take politics to the people, so to speak, trying to get politicians immersed in the ordinary life of communities in a way that we aren't always.
Back in 1998, when you kicked off, the likes of Ross Cameron and Charlie Lynn and people in tow, it was a very bipartisan event. Has that still continued?
In fact, we didn't get a Labor Member of Parliament to participate until 2000, when Mark Latham and I raced each other 25 k's down the expressway from Camden to Campbelltown. He was on a road bike, I was on a mountain bike, and I think it was a draw. So that was the first Labor participant. Now, since then, we've had a number of Labor members of Parliament participate. This year, none so far, but you never know. We might get a Labor member participate before it's all over.
Cycling's a fairly environmentally friendly mode of transport. Any Greens joining you?
I reckon if they'd like to join, certainly we'd have an interesting discussion, wouldn't we? But, you know, there's a big gulf between the Coalition and the Greens, and I suspect that the discussion might easily become an argument at the moment. In the past, I have cycled with a Green councillor as part of the Tasmanian polypedal, and we had a good discussion for a half a day a few years back, but I think the Greens have become a little bit more militant since then.
We've touched on the environment, so let's have a look at the elephant in the room, the carbon tax. Mm-hmm. The government's saying that by taxing the big polluters and taxing their carbon emissions, mm-hmm. that will cause them to invest money or encourage them to invest money in renewable technologies and other initiatives that will lower emissions. Why won't that work?
Well, these big polluters are the people who produce our power. They're the people who produce the necessities of life. I mean, the big emitters are power stations, they're steel makers, they're car makers, they're cement makers, they're aluminium makers. They're the people who burn up fuel to get our goods around. These big polluters are really essential. These so-called big polluters are essential to everyday life, and what they're going to do with this carbon tax is make the essentials of everyday life much more expensive.
Well, the government would have us believe that they won't pass the costs on to consumers. What makes you think that they will?
Because if you're a business and suddenly your costs go up, if you can pass them on, you will. So the power companies will certainly pass their costs on. The steel manufacturers, who are operating in a competitive global market, they'll just close or move offshore.
I know that while you were in Coffs Harbour, you met with local businesses there and were talking about cost of living. Your old nemesis, Mark Latham, thinks that we're all just whingers complaining about cost of living. How much of an issue is it really for everyday Australians?
If you look at the way cost of living has gone up over the last few years, since December 2007, for instance, there's been a 44% increase in power prices, a 46% increase in water prices, a 29% increase in gas prices. Health costs are up 15%, education costs are up 17%, bread is up 12%, rent is up 19%. These are very, very big increases. The average mortgage repayments are $500 a month more now than they were a couple of years ago. These are massive hits on people's cost of living. Wages haven't necessarily kept pace. I think that a lot of people feel that they're running faster just to stand still economically.
You've nominated some figures as being an average increase across most people's expenses over the course of a year if this carbon tax does come into play. Certain sectors of the media, the ABC and certain members of the Fairfax Press and radio network say that these figures are just furphies. Where does the modelling actually come from?
You must have read the papers on the weekend, and there was a Treasury document that was released under FOI, which says that under a $30 a tonne carbon price, that would produce a $16.60 a week hit on the average family's cost of living, or $863 a year. Now, that's just for starters. I mean, the Greens think that the carbon price needs to be increased by at least 4% a year. Pre-election, the Greens were talking about a carbon tax of $45 a tonne. And some experts think that in order to have a significant impact on people's consumption of fossil fuels, the carbon price would need to be $60 or $70 a tonne. So the figures that we are using are based on the kind of modelling that Treasury has done.
Greg Combe and Wayne Swan have been very, very quick to jump on these figures of $30 and $45 a tonne. If you had to make a guess, where do you think it's really going to end up?
I think that if Labor gets its way, the carbon price will just go up and up and up. I mean, that's the whole point. It's got to go up and up and up in order to drive emissions down and down and down. But in so doing, it will make ordinary life incredibly expensive. And sure, the theory is that we will eventually transfer to different forms of power, different forms of transport, but inevitably, at least with current technologies, they're going to be massively more expensive than what we use now.
Let's touch on state politics briefly for a moment. A fairly big backlash against Labor in the state poll. How much of an impact do you think federal issues had on that?
Oh, plainly, the carbon tax was a big issue in the campaign. John Robertson, the new Labor leader, who won't commit to a carbon tax, obviously thinks it had a big impact. Nathan Rees, the former Premier, thinks it had a big impact. Frank Sartor, former Minister. Joe Tripodi, former Minister. They all think that cost of living and the carbon tax were the big issues in the campaign. The only person who is in denial about this is Julia Gillard.
Tony Abbott, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.